May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1031. What a vile, deceitful heart, filled with sin in every part. But for free and sovereign grace, hell had been my destined place. Hymn 1031.
Together from God's holy word, two readings this evening. The first, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, and we'll read the first 11 verses. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And now the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. And we'll read to the end of verse 14. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. Our most kind and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, O do teach us how and what to pray for. Lord, we thank thee for this opportunity. We thank thee for the throne of grace. Oh, we do thank thee for thy spirit. Lord, we pray that thy spirit may go forth into our hearts to prompt from within as we come to the throne of grace. We may ask for those things that are right for us to ask for, that we may pray according to thy holy will, that we may seek those things that are for thy honour and glory. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless us then with the sense of thy gracious help and presence, that we may be led out in our prayers. Lord, that thou grant liberty at thy throne. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt reach out that golden scepter. We may find acceptance in the beloved. Oh, we pray, Lord, that that thou wilt draw us to thyself. Oh Lord, we pray that we may know that encouragement. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Lord, there are mountains. There are great things before some of us. Lord, there are great things before each one of us when we think of our latter end. And we think of our never-ending eternity. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us to bring these things to thee. Oh, that we may hear a greater than Moses saying, the cause that is too hard for thee, bring it to me, and I will hear it. Well, then may we know a spirit of union and communion with thee, that we may talk with thee, that we may express those feelings in our hearts to thee, that we may tell thee all our fears, our troubles, Lord, those things that are upon us, the burdens, that we may seek to cast them on thee. O Lord, we pray that we may not have that proud heart that would seek to manage our own affairs and order our own footsteps and choose our own pathways. But Lord, we pray that we may seek divine direction in all things. We may truly commit our way unto the Lord, but trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. O Lord, we pray that thou would save us from those besetting sins, the pride of our heart, the lusts of our flesh. We pray that we may be saved from that sin of presumption. Lord, we pray for humility and grace and faith, God-given faith. Oh, we pray that it may be found in our hearts. We thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies. We thank thee for this gathering here this evening. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word, the quietness in which we meet. We meet free from persecution. And we thank thee, Lord, for this favour. When we think of the desperately wicked world in which we live, we think, Lord, of others unable to meet around thy word, and some meeting in fear of their lives, some having no place of worship to meet. Oh, we thank thee for the many privileges that we enjoy. But oh, we pray we may not take these things for granted. We may ever esteem them the privilege and favour that they are. O Lord, and ever spare these things to us, the liberty that we have in this country to worship thee publicly. But Lord, we have an enemy who would seek to come in, even into this place. Lord, we have to confess at times we carry him in our hearts in with us. O Lord, we pray that thou turn him out of our hearts and turn him out of this place and shut us in with thyself. O Lord, may it be the doors being shut, Jesus himself stood in the midst to have a single eye, to see none but save Jesus only this night, to have the other distractions removed, Lord, tomorrow, next week, last week, the many busy thoughts of our busy minds. But oh, to know that drawing to thyself, lifted above the reach of inferior things. Oh, Lord, may it be an hour in thy courts, wholly taken up with thee. So, Lord, do remember us for good. May there be a token for good to one and another. Those that have come up to thy house this night seeking a portion, seeking a handful of purpose, seeking, Lord, a crumb from thy table, or a token and evidence of thy favour and blessing. A token for good. Another persuasion that they are numbered amongst thy dear children, an evidence confirmed, a hope raised. Lord, do supply every need of every needy sinner this night. O Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. We pray, Lord, for this church and people. Lord, we pray for the deacons here that thou art help them in their office here. Lord, that thou art strengthen and help them. Give wisdom and grace in all their dealings. Guide them, Lord, and help them. We think of the church, Lord. We pray earnestly for the church here, that thy spirit may be amongst them, still continuing. Lord, we pray, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Leave us not to ourselves. Lord, we pray there may be that spirit of unity, that they may endeavour to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, ever esteeming other better than themselves, that in all things Christ Jesus might have the preeminence. Lord, we pray that thou'lt prosper the church here, that there may be that spiritual prosperity and profit from the preaching of the word, that there may be that building up of their most holy faith. There may be a building up of the church in numbers, if it could please thee. Lord, do gather in from the congregation. And Lord, strengthen and establish and settle them, Lord, we pray. We pray that thou'lt remember the congregation. Lord, have mercy upon them. Oh, we pray, Lord, that each in the fullness of time may be numbered amongst thy dear children. Lord, we pray that there may be none here passing through this place, left to perish in their sins, to be found almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian. For, Lord, there are no almosts. If it's thy work, Lord, they will be found. O Lord, may thy work appear in the hearts, in the lives of each one. Lord, we thank thee for thy goodness and mercy to this cause of truth. We pray that there ever may be a cause of truth here till thou dost come again. Lord, we pray that the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ may ever be faithfully proclaimed from this pulpit, and that it may be the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Lord, we pray for the children. We remember them, Lord. We commit them into thy hands, praying that thou'lt undertake for them. Lord, who put thy fear in their hearts, that they may not depart from thee all the days of their lives. Guide them in the choices they have to make. Influence them, Lord, in their choices of career. Find them suitable partners in life. Lord, do ever have here a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Lord, we see many places of worship brought low. Many have no children attending. And we thank thee, Lord, for this rising generation. Oh, but may it be that favoured generation. Lord, we pray that thou wilt use them for thy honour and thy glory. Lord, we pray that thy kingdom may come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, have mercy upon each soul here. We think of the aged friend in the nursing home. We do pray, Lord, for her, that thou wilt visit her with thy salvation. Lord, that thou wilt remember her in her low estate. Lord, we pray that it may please thee to touch her heart. There may be that evidence, Lord, of thy work prospering in her heart. Oh, we pray, Lord, that it may please thee. Be with the family as they watch on. Lord, may that question be asked In our hearts, how stands the case? My soul with thee, for heaven are thy credentials clear. So, Lord, do settle the matter in our hearts. O Lord, put it out of doubt, we beseech thee. May those that have sought thee long find thee. May those that doubt no more. Lord, we pray that thou wilt pour out a spirit of grace amongst us. There may be living faith. Oh Lord, we pray the love of Christ may be shed abroad in our hearts. And as we leave thy house this night, oh, we pray that thou go with us each and abide with us. Lord, in all the untrodden steps of our lives, in all of life's pathway, however long or short it may be, oh, may we know thy continued presence. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou be with any cast down, any with difficulties, troubles, perplexities. Lord, any with hard things, oh, may the mountains be removed. Lord, we pray that thou be with any with a mountain in the way that must be walked through. And may they have that resolve as Caleb, give me this mountain. Not in my own strength, but seeking daily strength, grace sufficient. Oh, with any, Lord, that may have that thorn in the flesh, may they prove my grace is sufficient for thee, to endure, not to be consumed, but to endure to the end. Keep us from a murmuring spirit. Lord, sanctify all things to us. Give humility a spirit of submission. May we ever be mindful that thou art too wise to err and too good to be unkind. We may not charge thee foolishly. Lord, keep the door of our lips that it may not grieve us. So, Lord, do remember us with a favour that thou bearest to thy people. Visit us with thy salvation. Bless us as we gather at thy table at the close of this service. O Lord, we think one more, once more and once less. The last Lord's Supper of another year. How quickly this year has hastened on. O Lord, we pray, do bless us indeed with a view of him whom we have pierced. Oh, that our hearts may be softened, that we may know that precious blood applied to our hearts. So we thank thee for all thy goodness and mercy to us. We plead for continued mercy, the forgiveness of every sin. Oh, that thou wash us in that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness, that thou take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, as we ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn 1074. When, gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee? The fullness of thy promise prove the seal of thy eternal love. Hymn 1074.
turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. And with the Lord's help, this evening I'll speak to you from verse 50. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, and the 50th verse. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And verse 51 says, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. This is the glorious ascension into heaven of the King of Glory, having triumphed over death, conquered death and Satan, and brought about an everlasting salvation for all of his people. He then ascended into heaven. We read in Hebrews chapter 10 of this man, but this man, this is Christ Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. A conquering Jesus, conquered over sin and death, ascending into glory. If those first two hymns have been your prayerful desire, then, beloved friends, this Bethany is a place for you this evening. This Bethany, we're not talking of the town Bethany. We read, didn't we, Acts chapter 1. And it speaks of the place of his ascension. It wasn't a place of where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. It was this Bethany that's spoken of here. Is that tract of land which begins at the Mount of Olives, where the village of Bethphage ends. It is toward Bethany. But Bethany is much further than this. We read, didn't we, in Acts, they returned unto to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey, which Bethany, the town, is not. It's further. So this place, beloved friends, is a special place. It's a special place for sinners. Just as Bethlehem, appointed for the birth of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, spot fixed from the beginning of time, where our Lord and Saviour was to take upon him the form of a servant, to be made flesh. To that great stoop, so Bethlehem, is a sacred, special place for the children of God. It's there that the Lord of glory, born in that manger. Oh, the matchless condescension of Almighty God. What a stoop was made. Well, here we have the complete other end of his life here upon earth. We have his ascension. He has power to take his life, and he had power to lay it down. This power have I received from my Father. And so, like Bethlehem, this spot of land is a most sacred place. It's sacred when we see him riding that ass we read of in the Gospel according to Mark. That's appointed spot of land where the Lord would sit on that colt and ride triumphantly into Jerusalem. Oh, this conquering Jesus. Oh, then we seek, do we not, a spirit of true worship? Oh, we desire to know union and communion with him. We desire to enter into these things. Oh, Lord, lead me. Lead me out as far as to Bethany. Oh, what a favour these disciples had. Not just in the time they spent with him here upon earth, but in this loving last act as he led them through that very place where the night in which he was betrayed, he was taken from the garden at Gethsemane, that garden at the foot of the Mount of Olives, where under the wrath of an angered God, he wrestled under the weight of the sins of his beloved brethren. Oh, and this then, a leading out as far as to Bethany. There were disciples there. One disciple had denied him openly, outwardly, that night in which he was betrayed, Simon Peter. And the others, none of them showed themselves full of faith. How needful then this last sacred blessing. How needful for them to know a fresh sense of pardoning love. How needful for you and I when through the course of our lives, at times we're left to ourselves a little. At times if we don't outwardly, like Peter, deny him with oaths and curses, sometimes we're reluctant to make mention of his loving kindnesses. We are at times, sadly, solemnly, ashamed of him. Oh, but in such a case, in such a state, in that weight that's upon you, to pray to the Lord, Lord, lead me. Lead me to Bethany. Oh, lead me by faith through that garden and up that Mount of Olives. You know, that place was well trodden. David had ascended the Mount of Olives, weeping, barefoot, with his head covered, walking the footsteps that his greater son, the Lord Jesus, would walk. You know, friends, in our lives, will not we too at times know a little of his pathway? He led them. He led them. Is that your desire, Lord? Lead me. Lord, lead me. Lead me forth by the right hand. Lead me, Lord, to that city of habitation. Lord, Lord, lead me into thy word. Lord, lead me through thy word, through the precious promises in thy word. Lord, lead me by thy spirit. Lead my spirit by thy spirit into these things. Oh, that I may be led to Calvary. Oh, that I may be led to Gethsemane, led to Calvary. Oh, that I may be led at times to this sacred spot at Bethany. For here, the Lord blessed his disciples. He led them out as far as to Bethany. There was a purpose in this leading out. Something was to be done. Yes, he was to ascend. Yes, he was to leave them. Finally leave them in his bodily form. But he didn't leave them without comfort. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit, the promise of it, to be poured out upon them. A purpose in this leading out. Oh, that we may have that desire in our hearts for these times of special favour, when we are truly blessed by the presence of the Lord. Well, we haven't the same special particular favour that these disciples had this day as he led them, literally led them to Bethany. But in measure, by faith, the Lord is still leading his people forth, still leading them out, still bringing them to himself. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. There was to be this glorious ascension into heaven. Mark writes of it, "So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God." And the psalmist, how beautifully he sets it forth in this, in Psalm 68, "Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them." Oh, this leading forth, his glorious ascension. The psalmist speaks of him leading captivity captive. There's an end to the children of God, their captivity. He's taken captivity captive. He has destroyed the power of death, taken the sting out of death for his children. He bore their sins upon himself. He bore their griefs. He carried their sorrows, and he carried them down to the grave. He bore the curse of their sins. In his own body, he offered up himself as that one sin-atoning sacrifice. And there, the Father, on that resurrection morning, sealed that sacrifice as being satisfied, well-pleasing, acceptable unto God. And now, in this glorious ascension, he rises into heaven with the marks of that work upon his body, the spear, the nails, the crown of thorns, a real body, a real man in heaven. Oh, the glorious entry as the King of Kings returned to heaven above, sitting at the Father's right hand, not standing, sitting, the work finished, everything accomplished, everything done that he was sent to do, and there waiting with expectation as one by one the Holy Spirit seals the purchased children of God. He seals redeeming love and blood into their hearts. Oh, he brings them into a knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And the work finished. Oh, what a glorious, glorious event. Heaven opened to receive the eternal Son of God. The psalmist again speaks of it in Psalm 24, in those closing few verses. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Oh, did he enter in triumphantly into heaven for us? Were we, our names on his heart, as triumphantly he strode into heaven, having accomplished that great work of salvation? Did those gates of heaven open for him, and by faith with him we entered in to ever be with him? Yes, we're not there presently, but our hope is such that we can never be parted. We have a faith, do we not, that we died with him and rose again with him? Then we must have entered triumphantly in his heart, into heaven above. Oh, the certainty of it. And there he sits at the Father's right hand. Oh, the prospect then for the child of God. Oh, is that your hope? Is that your desire? Lord, lead me to Bethany. Oh, Lord, lead me to that Mount of Olives. Let me see an ascending Saviour. Oh, let me worship like those disciples. Oh, let me stand amazed in adoration as the King of Glory ascends into heaven. Oh, that abundance entrance into heaven. There won't be any sinners saved by grace creeping into heaven. It's an abundance entrance by the blood of Jesus. Oh, that way made. What a welcome. Trophies of his grace. Jewels of his crown. Oh, how adorned he is. How arrayed he is in all his splendour. as with him come all the trophies of his grace, though all evidence of his glorious victory, every single one of them. So from the meanest, the weakest, the feeblest, how bright they shine in heaven above as trophies to his power to save. Evidence that that precious blood shed at Calvary can cleanse the vilest of sinners. Oh, the abundance, entrance into heaven. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. Oh, then is it when, gracious God, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee? Oh, you'll find it at Bethany, beloved friends. Oh, seek for a part in it. Seek by faith a view of it. Seek to be led by the Spirit to this sacred spot. And he lifted and he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands. He lifted up his hands. You know, when the high priest in Aaron, we're thinking of Aaron, in the book of Leviticus, we read there of the sin offering. And as Aaron had made an offering for sin, for the people, and for himself first, and then for the people, we read this. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. So once he had offered the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering, he came down. And he stretched forth his hand and he blessed the people. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. And we have a great and we have a glorious high priest who has made a sin offering, a burnt offering, endured the fire, the wrath and anger of God. He's made peace through the offering of his own self upon the tree. He's laid down a spotless and innocent life, a life for his people, a sacrifice. He's made himself a sin offering for his people. And having made that offering, and God having accepted that offering, our great and glorious high priest, he stands before these favoured few, and he lifts up his hands, just as Aaron, the high priest, having gone about the priestly duties, he lifted up his hand and he blessed them. Well, what was the blessing that Aaron blessed the people with? Was it not the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Oh, that was the blessing that Aaron bless the people with. How much greater then our great and glorious High Priest, who truly gave the blessing at Bethany. You know, Aaron would pray, would bless them, seeking the Lord's blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Jesus Christ, the great High Priest, he lifts his hands and he blesses. You know, it's not an outward lifting up the hands in any ceremony. He stretched forth his hand just as Aaron, but they received the blessing directly. He didn't call for the blessing, he gave the blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Oh, then, is not Bethany attractive to a few of you this evening? Oh, that he may lead you out as far as to Bethany, that he may lift up his hand upon you, that he may bless thee and keep thee. You say, how can I endure? How can I continue in my life? Oh, Lord, lead me to Bethany. Bless me, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Lord, give me that blessing in my heart that I know that all will be well. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lord, lead me to Bethany and seal it into my heart with power, that thou wilt bless me and keep me. No, we don't want to just receive a blessing and then fade away. Lord, bless me. And Lord, keep me. By thy grace, keep me close to thee. Keep me ever dependent on thee. Keep me in the right spirit, in the right frame of mind. Keep me low at thy feet. Oh, but keep me from unbelief. Keep Satan from me, from getting the better of me, from filling my head with sinful thoughts, with doubts, with fears, with unbelief. Lord, bless me. Lord, keep me. Lord, make thy face shine upon me. Lord, if I'm to live in this sinful world, in the body of sin, oh, to have the shinings of thy face upon me. Oh, that I may feel thy smile. Oh, the warmth of thy grace. Oh, Lord, shed light into my heart. Shine into my dark life, Lord, at those times when I feel overwhelmed, when I'm oppressed. Lord, shine. Shine into my heart. Lord, make thy face shine upon me. Be gracious unto me. Oh, Lord, I am undeserving. I'm not deserving of the least of thy mercies. Oh, but gracious to me. Lord, remember I am but feeble flesh. Oh, may thy grace be upon me. Be gracious unto me. Lift up thy countenance upon me. Spread thy skirt over thy handmaid. Oh, Lord, give me a sense of that robe of righteousness. Oh, that hides the sinner's shame. Lord, hide me. Take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be, cover me with that mantle of thy forgiving love. Lord, lift up thy countenance upon me. Lord, bring me into that close acquaintance with thee. Draw me unto thee. Lord, lift up thy countenance upon me. Give me peace. Lord, pour out a spirit of peace into my troubled heart. What peace flows at Bethany. Oh, that the peace that flows at Bethany, as a risen, now exalted Saviour is received into heaven. Oh, the sense of it in the hearts of his people. He's been received into glory. And of a persuasion that he's taken my poor soul into union with his. Therefore, his acceptance, his entrance, his glorious welcome, triumphant entrance into heaven must be with me. Can't have left me behind. Despite my filthiness, my vileness, my unworthiness, he can't have left me behind. He can't say, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, when I am brought to those gates of heaven, surely they must open for me. For King Jesus has gone on before, and he had my name in his heart then. And he wasn't turned away. Oh, what a hope that I won't be turned away also. What a hope that those gates will open for me. What a hope in the heart that peace is made with God. The peace that comes through the precious blood of Christ. We sang it this morning, peace by his cross, as Jesus made. Oh, that peace which passes all understanding. Oh, that it may be shed abroad in your heart. Are you seeking for it? Do you have peace with God? Do you have peace with God? Peace given. Oh, at Bethany. Oh, to be led out as far as to Bethany. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Oh, then what a place Bethany was for those disciples. Oh, what a memory they had of Bethany. But there was that, then they couldn't stay at Bethany. There they were gazing up into heaven. And what did the angels said? Why, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Oh, there to receive them. To receive them at last. You say, oh, this Saviour of sinners has risen. He's exalted. He's entered into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God on high. And here am I, struggling, burdened, tempted, fears without, fears within. Oh, will he forget me? At times you feel he's forsaken you. You can't feel his presence. You can't feel that nearness as you thought you might always feel. You can't find him. Like Job, you say, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, Lord, lead me to Bethany. Oh, lead me to see an ascending Saviour. Oh, Lord, give me that sense. Oh, that thou wilt then come again. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's gone on before. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, a glimpse of an ascending Saviour, a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse of him at the right hand, there you may be also. Oh, he will come again and receive you to himself. Then return they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. There they must go on. There they must labour. There they must live out their little lives here below. Oh, but the Comforter, sent forth to comfort them, to bring consolation, to touch their hearts, to work in their hearts, to fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit, to fresh apply again the pardon, the love, the blood, to continually prompt them to stir up their hearts, to keep alive in their hearts that flame that can never go out. Oh, to continually pour in the love of Christ. Oh, that then, that blessing, the blessing of the Lord, oh, that we may be found partakers of it, that the Lord lifting up his hand, the Lord blessing us, the Lord's love, the Lord's mercy, the Lord's pardon sealed into our hearts, that we may, like those who followed from this sacred spot into Jerusalem, who cried Hosanna, that song of praise unto God, oh, that we may by faith sing his praises, Hosanna to the King of Kings, the glory of the Lord. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. A group of poor sinners, you know, sinners like you and I. Well, we're not endowed, blessed with the same faith and power of the Holy Spirit that the apostles were blessed with. But as we saw them in their lives while the Lord Jesus was here below, their fears, their doubts, how we see, don't we, a little of ourselves. We have our doubts, we have our fears, we have our troubles. We don't always know things that we should know. We can't always see things how we should see things. Oh, but this loving, heavenly friend, in his care, in his concern, in his love to his disciples, how lovingly, how tenderly he dealt with them. How lovingly, how tenderly he led them. You know, it's only a few verses before that we read in the Gospel of Mark. We read this, and they were in the way, going up to Jerusalem. Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took the 12 again and began to tell them what things should happen unto him. Oh, this loving friend that they're seeking to follow, they're fearful in their hearts. What will become? What's ahead of us? Oh, but how full of compassion. Those who would follow, oh, who feel that desire, that drawing power of Christ Jesus. But there's that weight upon them. Oh, what if I should make shipwreck? How can I take up the cross and follow him? Well, it's looking unto Jesus. It's resting entirely in him. Seeking that daily help, daily grace, daily strength. Strength equal to your day. The Lord to lead you, to guide you, and at times to bless you. Oh, to bless you in your soul, to bless you with that sense of pardoned sin, to bless you again with the mercy and the precious blood of Christ, to wash your soul again in that fountain, a sense of it, your sins remembered no more. Oh, this leading out to Bethany, how they needed it, how vital it was for them. Having passed through all those events of the night of the the betrayal and the crucifixion and all those doubts, Thomas with his doubtings, that the Lord here gathers them together, takes them to Bethany, and there he lifts up his hand and blesses them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £730, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Parish will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Timothy Barker. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1075. Thou hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed, no man knows. I see from far thy beauteous light, and inly sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest, till I find rest in thee. Hymn 1075. Thank you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.